Now it was gone. Tall heaps of blackened stone were the only hint of the structure's former majesty. Melted alloy girders rose from the stones like the ribs of some giant carcass. Much of the rubble had tumbled into the pits, basements, and passages which had lain beneath the 3-century-old landmark. The consul walked close to the edge of a pit and wondered if the deep basements had, as legend decreed, actually connected to one of the planet's labyrinths.
"It looks as if they used a hell whip on this place,"
said Martin Silenus, using an archaic term for any high-energy laser weapon. The poet seemed suddenly sobered as he joined the consul at the edge of the pit.
"I remember when the temple and parts of the old city were the only things here. After the disaster near the tombs, Billy decided to relocate Jacktown here because of the temple. Now it's gone. Christ."
"No,"
said Kassad. The others looked at him. The colonel rose from where he had been examining the rubble.
"Not a hell whip. Shaped plasma charges, several of them."
"Now do you want to stay here and go on this useless pilgrimage?"
asked Theo.
"Come with me, back to the consulate."
He was speaking to the consul, but extending the invitation to everyone. The consul turned away from the pit, looking at his former aide, but now seeing, for the first time, the Governor General of a besieged hegemony world.
"We can't, Your Excellency. At least I can't. I won't speak for the others."
The four men and the woman shook their heads. Silenus and Kassad began unloading luggage. The rain returned as a light mist falling out of the darkness. At that second, the consul noticed the two Force attack skimmers hovering above nearby rooftops. Darkness and chameleon polymer hulls had hidden them well, but the rain now revealed their outlines.
"Of course,"
thought the consul.
"The Governor General does not travel unescorted."
"Did the priests escape? Were there survivors when the temple was destroyed?"
"Yes,"
said Theo. The de facto dictator of 5 million doomed souls removed his glasses and dried them on his shirt tail.
"All of the Shrike cult priests and acolytes escaped through tunnels. The mob had been surrounding this place for months. Their leader, a woman named Kamen from somewhere east of the Sea of Grass, gave everyone in the temple plenty of warning before they set off the DL-20.
"Where were the police?"
asked the consul.
"The SDF. Force."
Theo Lane smiled, and at that second he looked decades older than the young man the consul had known.
"You folks have been in transit for 3 years. The universe has changed. Shrike cultists are being burned out and beaten up in the web. You can imagine the attitude here. The Keats police have been absorbed under the martial law I declared 14 months ago. They and the SDF watched while the mob torched the temple. So did I. There were 500,000 people here tonight."
Saul Weintraub stepped closer.
"Do they know about us? About this final pilgrimage?"
"If they did, none of you would be alive. You'd think they'd welcome anything that might appease the Shrike, but the only thing the mob would notice is that you were chosen by the Shrike Church. As it was, I had to overrule my own advisory council. They were in favor of destroying your ship before it reached the atmosphere."
"Why did you? Overrule them, I mean."
Theo sighed and adjusted his glasses.
"Hyperion still needs the hegemony, and Gladstone still has the vote of confidence of the All-Thing, if not the Senate. And I still need you."
The consul looked at the rubble of the Shrike Temple.
"This pilgrimage was over before you got here,"
said Governor General Theo Lane.
"Will you come back to the consulate with me, at least in an advisory capacity?"
"I'm sorry, I can't."
Theo turned without a word, dropped into the skimmer, and lifted off. His military escort followed as a blur in the rain. It was raining harder now. The group moved closer together in the growing darkness. Weintraub had rigged a makeshift hood over Rachel, and the noise of the rain on plastic made the baby cry.
"What now?"
said the consul, looking around at the night and narrow streets. Their luggage lay heaped in a soggy pile. The world smelled of ashes. Martin Silenus grinned.
"I know a bar.